And the Lord started dealing with me. This whole thing about trying to get people saved, get people to be born again without them really experiencing a real encounter with God is coming to an end. We are getting a lot of people into the church that don't even know if they are born again. And they come to church and they dictate exactly how God needs to do things. And we make it look like they're... And when God starts shaking them, the church is empty. And we think we lost people. No, they are not saved. They are not born again. God wants people to be really born again and radically on fire for God. So we really can walk with born again believers. Somebody says, whispers, I'm saved, and it's a shame to confess their God. They don't encounter God. The next day they come to church and they don't even know why they're in church. They feel like coming to church when they feel good, and that has nothing to do with salvation. When you are born again, you are radically pursuing the things of God because God puts that fire in your spirit. There must be an encounter. So, the Lord is starting something now, right there, where Bisola is sitting. My chair was a little bit backwards there. I was praying and sitting and just praying and just waiting. I will sit, I'll wait, I'll pray, I'll sit and wait because there's something God showed to me and I said I'll wait upon it. I'm just sitting and praying and sitting and waiting. And right there, God let me experience something that is going on and that is taking off in the spirit. And I experienced it in a very tangible way. And he says something has been born. Whether you see it or you don't see it, the experience you had, you cannot deny. I want that to be a sign for you that something has been born. And the fire of God, a refining fire, is going to start visiting every temple. Malachi says, "I will. The Lord whom you seek will come to your temple." God will start visiting every one of you, every one of us. It's not like you're going to see fire or something visit, but he's going to start doing something that is exceptionally different in your life. But you know this is the Lord beginning a work in you, and conviction will begin to come. When you resist that conviction, you don't need, God is not going to wait for you for 20, 50 days like before. He's going to deal with you because he wants to bless you. He wants to honor you. He wants to raise up a people that are radically on fire from now going forward. Now, he says in Malachi chapter 4 here that those who remain in Jerusalem, meaning this fire, not many people will embrace it very well. So many are going to be they're going to run from it. They're going to back off from it. They're going to withdraw from church. They're going to pull away. Or they will end up in churches where they still sing Amazing Grace and they don't mean it from their heart. And that's okay. Because God is going to do this in stages. But churches where they are serious, people that are serious with God, the fire is going to make you ready for what God is about to reveal. So God has answered our prayer and is dropping in a form of fire. You might not see physical fire, but you, as you pray now, as we seek God, as we wait upon the Lord, that fire is going to intensify. God will be speaking to you. Some of you might not be just totally overnight, but God will start gradually speaking to some of you. I want you to go to Walmart at 2:00. I want you to go do this. I want you to do that. I want you to give this. God will start beginning to test and train you on hearing his voice. And he will start leading you. And when you obey and when you respond, you start seeing results. It's not going to be super perfect overnight, but he's bringing us to that place where he wants to show us the power of obedience when we hear his voice. So that will begin, and the process will cause refining. Now, as God begins to do this, and I don't know, it's already started. It started in me, he's dealing with me. As God has already started, I don't know. That's one thing I was praying. I don't know how. I don't know the way that the extent and the way he's going to continue to expound in this area. But all I know is that every one of you, when you pray, when you worship, when you seek the Lord from this moment, it will not be the same. God will start dealing with you. God will start taking you deeper. God will start requiring things from you. And as you obey, you see yourself moving forward. Then, I don't know this other, this is about us. Like I read now, as we obey, I don't know. Only God will determine this. And he will show us as we go forward. But from this point forward, with this fire and with this process, God will begin to manifest his glory. When we expect it and when we don't least expect it. Until we get to the place where God is comfortable, that we are yielded completely in our heart. And the glory will begin to settle more. So I don't know the process. All I know is that the fire, the refining fire, is the first process. And as we go, the glory will follow by it. And as we obey and so do whatever we're doing. So between now, I don't know how long, but this is the next step from what I read to you.